Hello and welcome to Daily Journey Day 4. Here we are. It's day 4. It's Thursday, March 19. I don't know when you're listening to this, but that's when I'm recording this. And I am hoping that you are finding ways to be connected during a season of social distancing. Maybe for you that's listening to this, I hope that it's helpful for you. And it's been helpful for me just to kind of process some things out loud in a different kind of way. So, you know what? Even if you're not listening to this, even if nobody's listening to this, I hope it's still doing some good out there. But I'm not sure if you found any rhythms yet. I know some of you have like jumped right into the rhythm train of going, hey, it's not a snow day. So kids, you know, you're up at 7 o'clock, you are working the farm, or you're doing your chores, or you're figuring out how to teach your kids quantum equations for their schoolwork, and you've got that rhythm figured out kind of every single day here. I'm not sure I'm there yet. Maybe next week is a rhythm. I'm just trying to pace myself maybe at this point, you know. But, you know, yesterday I was texting with somebody, and we were texting about our Enneagram numbers. And Enneagram is simply kind of a way in which we understand how we show up in the world and how we relate to the world and relate to ourselves as a part of that. So I know some of you are like super into the Enneagram idea, and others of you have no idea what it is. Doesn't really matter. What really matters for our conversation is one of the things I said is that people who are like me, who have a type like me or like myself, often want people to see like our achievements, our accomplishments, our performance, and therefore think that we're good or think we're okay. But deep down, we're really more desperate for people to actually look beyond those things and see and connect with us for who we really are. And that's kind of my type. I know other types have similar things that in terms of how we connect with people. But I've been thinking a lot about that today. I read this quote from Thomas Merton, and in this quote, he said something like, I wind experiences around myself and I cover myself. He uses this phrase, I cover myself with pleasures and glory like bandages in order to make myself perceptible to the world. I thought that was a really interesting idea, right? To make myself perceptible to the world, like we're this mummy. All right, but underneath are these things we wrap around us as we're invisible. We feel like we're invisible, so we wrap ourselves with these other things, these other identities. I'm a helper. I'm an achiever. I'm an introvert. I'm an extrovert. I need people. I avoid people. I'm a leader. I'm a not a leader. I'm somebody or I'm nobody, right? Like we have these identities we wrap around ourselves, and we want people to see that, right? And he goes on to say, but there's no substance underneath the thing with which I am clothed. Which that one kind of struck me, right? This idea that the thing we wrap ourselves around and put in front of people only hides this feeling we have that underneath there is, you know, nothing there. And I kind of get that. I feel that, right? We have these narratives about our life that, and really these stories about who we are, and that we're just like covering up this thing we really are, and we hope people don't actually see it, or we worry people will find there's nothing there. And I've had that from time to time. Somebody will, actually my kids said this to me, you know, I had this, you know, middle schoolers, they just say things, they don't really have a good filter, and they say things to each other. And sometimes those things can be pretty hurtful. And my son has often come home and from school in a conversation with somebody where he's like, somebody said this about me. Is that true? You know, is that who I am? And he doesn't like it, you know? And I've had that like internally, somebody says something to me about me and something that makes me feel like, ooh, I didn't really know you could see that in me. I thought I was hiding that kind of thing pretty well. And now I'm nervous that it feels like it's visible, right? Like they peeked inside those bandages and saw what they were covering up or whatever it is we kind of put around us. And it really kind of reminds me of David and the Goliath story. not the part where they're fighting and he cuts his head off and he like drags it to the temple, which is a weird and gross thing that they put in the Bible, but it's there. But before he gets into this fight with Goliath, you know, he walks over to the King Saul, and it tells us like King Saul puts all this stuff around him. He puts like his clothes on him. He puts his coat of armor on him. He puts his helmet on his head. He gives him his sword, and you know, the image that they have is David tries walking around in them and he can't because he's not used to them. Like we take that image and we go, oh, he's too small. Like King Saul is really big and he just doesn't fit like really inside of him. But really the words in the Bible says he tried walking around in them because he was not used to them. And so for me, I kind of read part of that and go, David's a dude who knows who he is. And when he tries to put something else around him and tries to, you know, wrap himself in something else, he's like, I'm not used to this. I'm not used to being something or someone who I'm not, and it doesn't work for me. So he's like, I'm not going to take these. You know, I'll take my shepherd's staff and I'll go get five little stones and I'll work with that because that's who I am. I'm a shepherd. I know how to work with that. So I kind of admire him in that moment of like, he refuses to wrap this stuff around me because he's so connected to the substance of who he is. And that really inspires me, right? That really inspires me. Probably the more I cover myself up with others, I also feel like I'm probably covering myself up in the same way with God. And man, sometimes I find it really hard to connect authentically with God, and God doesn't seem like something I can be connected to all the time. And so I kind of, David inspires me because I feel like the more I cover myself up, the less I find myself connected, certainly with other people, but also with God, the less substance I find underneath. So that's my thought today. That's my hope today, that I sort of avoid this temptation to live in a way God's not inviting me to, you know, to live a life that someone else is, to live a life that God hasn't given me. To try to be more in touch with underneath what's with underneath my bandages or my armor, and honestly try to bring that with me wherever I go. That's always hard, but I think that's the goal I'm trying to live into right now, to bring that real me with me, to show up with the real me, in a conversation, in a place, wherever I go, even if I'm not going anywhere for the next, I don't know, 6 months at this point, who knows. But yeah. That's my thought today. Hope you are well. Would love to hear from you. Would love to hear what's going on with you if you are interested in sharing. You know, I love to hear, I love to connect with people and hear their stories, and that's a little harder to do these days. So you can reach out to me over email, scott.pontier@harborchurches.org. Or if I already know you, pick up the phone, text me, whatever it might be. But yeah, hope you are doing well. Hope you're staying healthy. Hope you're washing your hands. Have a great day, everyone.